Yesterday, Saraji explained that based on Datta Bhava too, based on things that are to be offered, there are three kinds of dana. Amisa dana, offering material things. Abhaya dana, offering fearlessness. And Dhamma dana, offering Dhamma. So, Saraji explained from both theoretical and practical aspect. And what Saraji had explained is not out of his imagination only, but it is what Buddha had taught directly in the text. So if the audience have the chance to understand the teaching given by the Buddha directly in the text, the audience will gain knowledge, and based on this knowledge, they will also be developing sadha, faith, and confidence. Especially when one follows the path of charana, when one follows the path of moral conduct, understanding the benefit of moral conduct, one will have more faith and confidence that it is really right. This is the true way. So, based on one's own knowledge, one's faith and confidence will be firm. Just as one develops knowledge, one's faith and confidence will also gain momentum. So today, Saraji will explain on Anguttara Nikaya, Pancaka Nipata, and the sutta's name is Vira Sutta. In the Suttanta, Buddha mentioned five kinds of Paya Vira. And Buddha said that if one fails to refrain from these five kinds of Paya Vira, the person will lack morality, the person will be virtueless, devoid of morality. In Pali, it is called dusila, a person who is devoid of morality. And Buddha also said that if one is able to refrain from five paya vira, the person will be virtuous, the person will be fulfilling morality. So this suttanta is noteworthy for every being, regardless of nationality, regardless of race or religion. There are five kinds of paya vira. The first one is killing, the second one stealing, the third one is sexual misconduct, adultery, fourth one is lying, the fifth one taking intoxicants which can make failure to perform one's duties. So these five are called paya, and they are also called vira. Paya means fear or dread. There are many kinds of fear. If one knows the flaws of a life, the flaws of existence, one feels fearful. So this fear has to do with knowledge. So the kind of fear that arises seeing the flaws of existence has to deal with jnana. In other words, it is called samvega or sahotapa jnana, the kind of fear that is associating with prudence and reflection. So this such kind of fear Fear can arise when one sees flaws in existences. And other one is aramanabhaya, fear that arises due to frightening objects. Fear can arise. One can be fearful of bad government, bad dictatorship. So one can be fearful thinking about it, which can happen in the future. And also when one meets fearful objects, one feels frightened. So this kind of fear is associating with akusala. This kind of fear is associating with unwholesomeness. This second type is called aramanabhaya. And the third one is sitrupatabhaya. The mind becomes scared, fearful, dreadful. It is called bhaya. So bhaya means fear or dread. And this kind of fear also has to do with unwholesomeness. Vera means enmity. There are two kinds of enmity. Akusala vera, enmity in the form of unwholesomeness. And pugala vera, enmity in the form of person or being. Akusala vera, enmity in the form of unwholesomeness, is called internal enmity, internal enemy. And the second type, pugala vera, enmity in the form of person or being, it is external enmity. In other words, akusala vera, enmity in the form of unwholesomeness, is nearest enemy, nearest enmity. And pugala vera, enmity in the form of person, is enmity that is distant. One should be mindful so that mental impurities, defilements cannot arise in the mind. If there is lack of mindfulness, the mind will not be pure. There will be defilements arising and it will be unwholesome mind. At times, one may have desire on desirable objects. So the mind that is associating with greed, it will be unwholesome mind. So if the mind is unwholesome, it is nearest internal enmity. At times, unwholesome mind can associate with wrong view. So some people believe that there is atta, soul involved in each and every being. So they believe in atta, soul pervading in each and every being. They believe that according to the size of the being, whether big or small, the atta in these beings will be big and small. And they believe that this individual atta has its own quality or ability, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and so on, are done by atta. So in this way, they believe in individual soul, that it is atta, which is seeing, it is atta, which is hearing, it is atta, which is smelling, and so on. So they believe that without the help of atta, the body will be useless, there will be no seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, and so on. They also believe that when the body perishes, when the person or the being dies, atta does not perish, but it will move on to another body in another existence. So this is the belief of Atta, Jiva Atta, belief of individual soul. There is another belief, believing in Parama Atta. They believe that Parama Atta is the supreme soul, which is governing and controlling Attas, the other individual Attas, in each and every being. So this Parama Atta, the supreme soul, which is controlling other beings, knows everything that should be known. And they believe that there is one and only Parama Atta, one and only supreme soul. And they believe that this Parama Atta is neither happy nor sad, and Parama Atta does not have any definite form or shape. So having such wrong beliefs in Parama Atta, Parama Atta, supreme soul, and Jiva Atta, individual soul, there is wrong view, and the mind that is associating with this wrong view is unwholesome mind. So when this unwholesome mind concerning with this wrong view arises, it is also internal enmity. It is internal enmity, which is nearest enemy. If there is dissatisfaction, anger, hatred, there will be dosa, and this dosa is also enmity. The mind associating with this dosa, unwholesome mind, is also internal enmity. So there will be love and hate, not understanding the bad consequences of love and hate. Not understanding correctly, there will be delusion. Knowing things wrongly. And the mind associating with this delusion is also unwholesome mind, and it is also internal enmity. There can be skeptical doubt whether this is right or wrong. There can be skeptical doubt, vijikicca. The mind associating with this vijikicca is also unwholesome mind, and it is also internal enmity. If one does not have control on his or her mind, the mind will be going free. And the mind will end up having remorse. So this is also unwholesomeness. So such unwholesomeness can arise in persons who have not removed this unwholesomeness. So such unwholesomeness is internal enmity, which is nearest internal enemy. So in this way, such unwholesomeness are most frightening enmity, and it is called vera. If there is a stream, especially when there is a stream form of lobha, dosa, moha, there will be selfishness, lack of metta, lack of loving kindness, lack of karuna. There will be a stream form of delusion, foolishness. If this foolishness is so great, then one will end up committing, killing, stealing, committing sexual misconduct, lying, taking intoxicants, which can lead to failure to perform things that should be performed, failure to refrain that should be refrained. So such unwholesome deeds are internal enmity. And the person who is accepting such unwholesome deeds is his or her own enemy. So the person who cannot overcome the internal enmity will be his or her own enemy. the person who is torturing, tormenting, killing others, it is obvious that the person lacks metta, loving kindness. The person lacks the wish for the welfare and benefit of others. So such person will not have patience, forgiveness, or sacrifice when dealing with others. Such person also lacks compassion. So such person will be cruel. He, she lacks metta and karuna. So he, she has having, sorry, lacking metta, he, she will have hatred kind of dosa. Lacking compassion, he, she will have cruelty kind of dosa. So associating with this dosa, there will be unwholesome mind. If there is 1 minute of unwholesome mind, there will be 60 moments of unwholesome mind. And in 5 minutes, there will be 300 moments of unwholesome mind. In 1 hour, there will be 3,600 moments of unwholesome mind. So if the person has unwholesome mind for many hours, there will be many multiple moments of 3,600 unwholesome mind. So if one cannot overcome the internal enmity, there will be a lot of danger arising. Indulging in dosa, one will torment, harm others. It may seem that the person is winning, but in fact, the person who commits such things will be living in fear. So the person who commits such bad things will have fear, dread. He, she will have remorse, regret. And the person who commits such bad things will have fear or danger of self-criticism, fear or danger of being blamed by others, fear or danger of being punished by law, and also fear or danger of being reborn in lower existences. So his or her future existence will not be good. The person will be lacking wholesome deeds, which can bring good results. So the person will be developing more and more unwholesomeness. So in this way, not being free from internal enmity, the person will be living in fear, dread, and danger. Failing to refrain from 5 kinds of misconduct, the person will end up having fear, danger, and so on. So in this way, the person will have bad situation by failing to refrain from 5 kinds of misconduct. If one cannot be free from internal enmity, there will be cittudrasa, there will be fear and dread. So if there are enmity, there will be fear and danger. So just now Syaraji explained that by killing, the enmity will be developed as well as other dangers will be faced by the person. So if that happened, pugala vira, enmity in the form of person, will also develop. So when the person commits misconduct such as killing, the others will be hurt and others will develop grudge on the one who commit the misconduct. So in this way, others will have grudge on him or her whenever they get the opportunity to revenge, then they would do things in order to revenge. So in this way, enmity in the form of person will arise. So if one cannot be free from internal enmity, enmity in the form of unwholesomeness, one will also have enemy in the form of person or being. So nowadays, there are disputes and fights among one group and another, among countries. Even though some may have to bow down, but they are building up grudge. So in this way, the person who are committing misconduct are also building up a lot of enemies, a lot of enmity in the form of person against him or her. So having this internal enmity, one will also have bad consequences, not only in this present life, but also in future existences. So in future existences as well, this foolishness will also follow like a habit, and thus in the future existences, the person will have internal enmity, and thus he, she will meet danger and fear. So by this way, not being free from internal enmity, one will have bad consequences in this present life as well as future lives. So such person will not have physical well-being or happiness. So if there is no happiness or well-being, one's life will be ruined and one will have dominasa, dissatisfaction. So this is how fear or danger can arise by having internal enmity. And also there are other misconduct such as stealing, having or committing adultery with women who one is not entitled to, having adultery with other people's wife, and for women having adultery with some other's husband, lying, taking intoxicants. So such are also internal enmity. And taking intoxicant can cause negligence and failure to perform things that should be performed and to refrain from things that should be refrained. So taking intoxicants, there will be negligence, failure to purify one's body, speech and mind. So such negligence and failure to refrain from things that should be refrained, to perform things that should be performed, is called pamada, failure or negligence or heedlessness. Failing to refrain from things that should be refrained, one will face danger. Failing to perform things that should be performed, one will not gain benefit. So taking intoxicants can give bad consequences, if one cannot refrain from such misconduct, it can ruin one's life. Indulging in the greed to drink, it is internal enmity, and based on it, there will be citro dasa, bhaya, there will be danger of fear. So taking intoxicants can ruin one's marriage, one's business, lose one's job, damage one's own reputation and social life. So by this way, taking intoxicants, there will be internal enmity, and thus danger of fear will also follow. So if one cannot control a stream form of lobha, dosa and so on, moha and so on, one will end up transgressing misconduct, and he, she is morally degraded, and thus the person will not be a true human. So if one commits transgression, others will get harmed, others will get hurt, both physically and mentally, and the person who himself will also suffer. So in this way, committing misconduct, it is hurting both sides, both the doer and also others. Lack of compassion, if one commits such transgression, others will be hurt physically and mentally. So if one cannot control oneself, he, she will not be a true human. So one should control oneself and protect others from being hurt. In the same way, one should have consideration towards others. Having consideration and compassion towards others, one automatically controls himself or herself. So this is what everyone should follow. This is the discipline where every human being should follow. That is, to control oneself so that others will be protected. And with compassion, one should protect others, which automatically can control oneself. So this is the discipline which every human should follow, regardless of race or religion. Being able to follow this discipline, one's quality will shine and one will be uplifted. So this is the norm. A person's standard or status should be measured by 5 precepts. So if one can observe 5 precepts, he, she is a very high standard or high class person. So a person's standard, status or class should be measured by observance of 5 precepts. So in other words, 5 precepts is just like the blood group O. There are 4 types of blood group: blood group A, B and AB and O. So this blood group O can be transfused to other blood groups A, B and AB. So this blood group O is suitable to every blood group. So in the same way, 5 precepts is suitable for everyone. Today, Sharaji explained that failing to refrain from this misconduct, one will be a virtueless person. The person will lack morality. And how this fear and danger and enmity will increase. And there will be physical and mental suffering. Tomorrow, Sharaji will explain how one will benefit by fulfilling sila morality.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.